first half played really well and created chances, but couldn't get them leg them out in the second half.
I think it's look, as you say, we were good in the first half. We were good in the first half. They were good second half, but even when you reflect back on it, Barry McNamee's a great chance. They put us one up. Peter Cherry's made one save in the game, albeit a brilliant save. But, you know, I think it's a game where both defences were on top. I thought their goalkeeper was excellent. I thought our goalkeeper made a fantastic save. So, you know, it's just a pity that such a big game is played on the back of a Friday night fixture that we've had to travel the full length of the country. But it shows you how far we've come when we're coming here. And, you know, we're disappointed. We 4 points from Turner's Cross and a point from Dillymount.
That's just what to say. Because you were down, you had to play the same squad again and you had to play the same players. And they just give their all again.
Listen, what else do you expect from these boys? They've been magnificent all year. You know, as you said there, Connor Davis was our 20th signing this year. We threw a team together that, you know, have gelled so well and have become really good friends and are really, really proud to wear this shirt. And that's everything we've asked for. You know, the one thing you won't lack in this team is effort and commitment. And, you know, I think Ali Gilchrist and Owen Toll tonight epitomised that. You know, the work ethic of the midfield 3-4, having went to Turner's Cross on Friday night, got back at 5:30 in the morning, minimum amount of sleep before we come in on Saturday. So look, it is what it is. We know we can play better, we know we can score goals, but ultimately tonight it was it's a good point, but I think both teams would be disappointed they didn't turn the screw in on it.
That's just where you've seen that your players can do the different things. They can roll the sleeves against Stockton and play a pretty football probably in the entire game. That's what happened today.
Well, I think the second half we didn't manage the ball as well as we could. We gave too many turnovers, we didn't pass it with a real purpose that we passed it probably in the first half. But look, there's going to be a bit of fatigue kicking in, there's going to be a bit of mental tiredness on the back of the travelling that we've done. But you know, we come out of the two games unbeaten, having took 4 points, look, I'd accept that at the start of the week.
You'll be glad this window now officially opens up and you'll be getting bodies on for Friday night.
Well, the difficulty we're getting the bodies on is that the bodies that's coming in need a wee bit of work. Thankfully Connor Davis has been playing up to now, but you know, Darren McCauley hasn't played a lot of football. Obviously Mickey McCrudden will still be out for another while, but it was great to get Darren Cole back on the pitch tonight. You know, he got an injection on Friday, made his way to Dublin, got an injection, and thankfully he was available tonight. So, you know, when you get the likes of him back and McCrudden and McCauley and Davis, I think we'll be in a really good place.